I'm Corey.
I'm Les.
We're with the Nomadic Boutique.
And you're listening to Dead Radio Podcast.
You can check us out at the Arlington Street Fair, September 16th from noon to 6.
This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Welcome to Dead Radio.
We're not doing that.
How did she come to have sex with a dead man?
Don't call me Radio Unit 91.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
He's got here in this radio station.
Place where the dead speak.
Rebel Radio! Oh, oh.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead?
You ever think about doing radio?
My team is dead!
But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
All right. It's been a while. A whole
week,
to be exact.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Mic check.
Oh, not for you, at least.
Go ahead. I know. I think I'm good.
There you are. Yeah, welcome back, everyone. Adam went on vacation. We didn't have a live show last week, so I hope everyone listened to Dead Radio Field Trip's Shadow Witch interview.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I listened to it.
And away we go. Episode 131.
Mm.
And in studios... In studios, just one studio.
Yeah.
In studio, we have Corey and Les from the Nomadic Boutique. That's handmade bombs and salves and soaps.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm excited.
You shouldn't have led with bombs.
Bombs.
Or you should
homemade
really,
bombs.
You should have really accentuated the L in there.
Bombs. It's all natural products, right?
Yes.
And essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Therapeutic grade essential oils is what I read.
Yeah, we've had a few of you hippie weirdos on the show trying to sell us essential oils.
<They're>
one in particular.
Yeah, one in particular that we don't like her very much. Though she is not listening.
So. No, she's not. It's our good
she's
friend.
She's a horrible friend.
Our good friend Becky is with Young Living.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so
yeah.
That's her.
So the pyramid scheme branch of what you guys are doing.
Yes.
That's awful. So, for anybody who doesn't know, Corey is a regular at the coffee shop we work at, which is also known as the Crafted Cup on 44 Raymond Avenue in Poughkeepsie. Does that count as a plug?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got to do Francois later. So, how long? So soaps. I actually looked into soap, making soap.
I've made soap before.
A long time ago.
It didn't come out very good, but I've
yeah,
done
didn't
it.
You make it with like chicken fat or something?
No.
And that
we
was
used,
John.
No, I think we used bacon fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you render the fat?
Yeah.
Or, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We got a whole recipe off the internet because we watched Fight Club and got all fired
right.
up. And
yeah. So, you know, I was like, fuck it.
I shouldn't have said because I was going to start making subtle Fight Club references and see if you guys gonna be like, do you know that animal fat with high salt content makes the best soap? That's why the best soap is made from humans.
That's how it all started.
Right. Are you guys Fight Club fans?
It's funny because actually we'd started making soap, but he hadn't seen the movie yet.
I've never seen it.
So
until
I got to
like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. I got to introduce him to it.
It's brilliant. Have you ever read
Did
the
you
book?
Did you not know the ending?
No. Not at
That's
all.
Amazing.
That's like, you know, I was telling everybody, I'm making soap, and they started making all these Fight
Tyler
Club
Durden.
References.
Oh, that's so great!
I don't know what you're talking about. I just, you know,
how'd you like it? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Don't read the book. Don't even bother.
All right.
It's dog shit. I wouldn't say dog shit, but it's just not good.
Yeah.
He got a lot of, like, I mean, you know, he's a good writer and all, but the book, the movie was much better. It's the incredibly rare. Have you ever read the book?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
What do you?
I enjoyed it. I think the movie was actually, it's one of those rare occurrences where I think the movie ends up being better than the book. And
right.
That doesn't happen that often.
Never happens.
I feel like the book actually went for more shock value for some things than just like with...
yeah.
things Marla said and other whatever. But yeah, no, the book
and
was great.
Yeah, it was a little
or
bit.
The movie was great,
and it was it felt disjointed the whole time too. Like it was, the I don't know, the book. Yeah. It was weird. Like I wasn't reading what I thought I was gonna read.
His books in general are like that too. Chuck Palahniuk, he's kind of all over the map a lot of the time. It's but like, yeah,
he had another thing called Choke, another book called Choke, and I think there was a movie with Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen that one, so I don't know.
I've seen it, but I don't remember it because it was almost 20 years ago at this point.
Is it that old?
I feel like it.
No, it can't be.
It was early 90s, wasn't it?
I don't know. I got to look now. No, that was...
Oh, okay, so I might be confusing the two.
Like 2000 or something like that. 2008. Hmm.
All right, so it was only off by a decade.
Yeah. Time flies when you're an alcoholic. shit. Yeah, so so was it? It wasn't Fight Club that got you into soaps.
No, okay. Actually,
that's, bring it back.
Yeah, let's bring it back around.
Pull the reins.
No.
Real quick, actually, when we were talking about making soaps, you had tried and failed, I guess.
No, it worked. It was I mean, it was fine. It wasn't very good soap, but it worked. It was soap.
I read up on soap. I was just reading up on trying to figure it out, and then I stumbled across a liposuction clinic that is is on College Avenue. Yeah, I swear to God. And I actually walked by the place to and I to see how easy
solicit them for
I was worse. I actually looked to see how easy it would be to break in there and get the fat. And I mean, as far as I could tell, it's not the best security. There's probably cameras now, but it just was like a padlock on a garage.
Well,
in
they
back.
Don't just put it in a dumpster like they did. In the
I'm sure
it's like a biohazard.
Yeah. So I saw some like padlocks on doors in the back, and I was like, yeah, let me take a look.
I'm sure they just like put in a bag in the truck and throw it in Jersey somewhere.
Yeah, they just throw it in the Hudson. Let the people in the South deal with it. So, yeah, what made you start doing soaps, for real?
For real. So we've been making soap for actually just a little under a year, but it kind of started, I mean, you were like, oh, yeah, he's made soap in the past, and just kind of a random weekend was like, hey, we'll make some soap this weekend, and that was kind of it. And
then, that was like last year around, was it November or so, and... So the thing is that you know you make a batch, you just don't make like one soap.
It's like a like the size of a cookie sheet tray.
It's not,
or something,
it's not a difficult process, but you just you make a batch and so you have to do something with this. So I know that a show came up in December, a crafts show, and so she took all the everything that we've made. Because we made like two or three, I think, two or three batches of different things. Just try it out. We made like a charcoal coffee and one more thing. And
the lavender oatmeal one.
Yeah, and it looked ugly. It was just like...
They looked terrible.
I was looking at some of your stuff. That charcoal one, it's just a black bar of soap.
Yeah. Well, now it looks like cool. That looks like soap Brooklyn.
Like that's soap awesome.
It just looks like charcoal.
Mine definitely didn't look like that, but it was kind of it was like a blackish, brownish, kind of gross looking thing.
Yeah.
But I have also read like if you're camping, you can just take like some bacon grease out of the pan and mix it with some charcoal, and it works as soap.
Interesting. Yeah?
I mean,
really
it's not
roughing it.
Like really roughing it, but.
Right.
Well, because that's how they really first discovered, they discovered making soap, you know, back in the day was, the runoff would come to the river and with all the things that burned up and usually if they were either burning animals,
human sacrifices. We learned that from Tyler Durden.
Yep. Thank you.
All of our knowledge is based on Fight Club, so it's just going to get, it's going to get silly.
So she went to the show with the soap, and it kind of sold out, right?
Yeah.
It was, and the thing is that it was pretty ugly, so it was just like, you know, Corey's a marketing genius. So it was
it's organic looking.
Because it was
the
Christmas.
Package pretty.
Right. It was really beautiful, and it was lump of coal soap, right? Because it was kind of lumpy. And then we had like the ugly soap, or what was it?
I think we were calling it our monster soap at the time. Or judge a book by its cover. Because I was trying to make it classy. So I had my judge a book by its cover soap. And then we had the naughty or nice or like lump of coal soap. Yeah, which was perfect. That sold. I was actually surprised because it was our more expensive bar at the time. Yeah. And it sold out like immediately, which was great. So,
And you're like, holy shit, I can make money on this on this stuff. I almost said garbage.
Right. garbage. It was surprising. Mm-hmm. In a good way, you know.
No.
Like, oh, okay. Like, people want this.
It's kind of strange how fast the all-natural thing kind of took over. Like, it's weird. I don't see I don't really buy anything with any kind of junk in, or at least we try to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I at the coffee shop, my hands are constantly just getting grizzled from, you know, steaming shit, running them underwater. My hands are shot at the end of the day. So I was, you know, I didn't know about you guys. I probably would have bought your hand salve. I was looking at it before,
you still can.
Well, I got a whole tin of Burt's Bees, the miracle stuff. Right. I mean, like, that sucks to talk about Burt's Bees because those, like, it's the Starbucks of all natural hand shit. But I mean, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you try like Eucerin or something like that, and it's just like greasy and gross. And
that's
it,
for tattoos. That's all that's for.
Well, well, whatever. It just doesn't feel good.
Like as we begin to, read up more and more and all these things, you come to realize is, everybody's pretty much worried about the food intake. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we're all pretty much much more aware now of what we put into our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you know, I'd rather have the organic this than the non-organic this. But we seldom think about what we put on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yeah, you just get the soap and or get the lotion or whatever. You know, but if you take a look at the ingredients of a lot of the commercial soap, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Can't even pronounce half the shit.
Yeah, yeah, right. And it's and you read how they do it and what they use and the chemicals that they use, and you just can't believe that the amount of chemicals that go on your skin and
You feel the difference immediately. Like, I mean,
absolutely,
we're so spoiled by our own goods anymore. Like, we can't use like regular store bought soap any longer because it dries you out so much more. And a good bar of soap.
Yeah.
I was I lost my train of thought. The all natural stuff, the hand salves and stuff. Just you put it on, and like your skin immediately goes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like sucks it right up, and it's not like sitting on. It's like there's no film or whatever the fuck on it. It's weird. And then when I got diagnosed with celiac, I had no idea that there was like gluten in shampoo and conditioner and shit. Mm-hmm. I actually had to. I don't know. I was just using my regular shampoos, and then I saw one that said no gluten in it. Renpure, I think, is the brand. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I immediately just started walking down the aisle trying to, like, find stuff. And son of a bitch, they use it as a thickener, like a protein for your hair.
Yeah, and going back to the modified food starch thing, that could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it in everything.
The hand salve, hand salve that I have has it.
Modified food starch.
But not as long modified as it food starch. It actually says gluten on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but
well, gluten's a great thickener. I use it in a ton of stuff.
I went to celiac.com, or I think it was celiac.com or something like that, and they say that they haven't correlated anything, you know, correlated the data for whether or not that will affect you. So it's still kind of out in the air.
I kind of don't think it would.
I don't think so, too.
Because yours is, it's not like a gluten allergy. It's a reaction.
But when you think of soap, you don't think of bread.
No, you don't.
Bread protein.
No, but for somebody who has a gluten allergy, what is celiac defined as? Is it a gluten allergy?
It's
an
autoimmune defeat. Yeah. It's an autoimmune thing that's triggered by gluten.
Yeah, but it's only affected with the cilia within your guts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd probably be fine, but sure, it's up in the air. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the vaping thing.
Yeah, well, I think we know. Suffice to say, it's not worth the risk.
So you sold well.
Yeah.
At your
well.
First thing.
Yeah.
And after that, it was just like, maybe we should do this for reals?
Yeah.
For realsies?
Yeah. We just kept making, we wanted to start experimenting more with things and more recipes. And
yeah. And it's kind of neat, you know, and like Corey and I, we, you know, we're both artists, so we like making things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both visual artists, but just also, you know, we like to craft and we like to make. So that feeds right into our need for making.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's really good with the oils and the combos of scents. And yeah.
And I got into even like handwriting. I mean, that's actually what I was doing for a while, was I was handwriting all the labels for everything.
That's not a scalable business plan.
No, that shifted kind of quickly, but that's how, like the first round of Black Bar is like everything was just hand done.
I can make you a font, though.
Yeah, no,
it's not that hard.
Laser printer after.
Yeah, there you go. But you could actually turn your handwriting into a font.
That's actually what we've started to do, because he broke out the Wacom tablet thing.
Yeah,
Illustrator.
They like you to pronounce it Wacom.
Wacom.
Yeah,
like
that's actually how the company wants you to pronounce it. Yeah.
Since when?
That's the way everyone in the industry calls it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wacom.
Yeah. Wacom tablet.
I take all it like so the less
all like
serious.
The noobs. Really? All like the noobs say Wacom. But everybody, every graphic artist that I know calls it a Wacom tablet.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'm going to have to make a...
That's cool. Yeah. Anyway, that's bizarre.
I have to make a call.
Oh, so what? Has it worked? Do you just write on it? And
it's like a... It's like a trackpad with a pen, but it's pressure sensitive. Yeah. So it's more like actually writing with a pen. I use it for photo editing.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
What?
You got to write that out?
In
never
cursive?
Heard about that?
To get each of the letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, that's all the letters in the alphabet in one sentence.
Oh. All right.
So it, okay.
Yeah, that all left. That all left my brain when I turned nine.
It wasn't supposed to be a joke. I just thought everybody knew that.
I teach
that
a unit in calligraphy, and the kids hate it.
Oh,
they
all right.
Hate it. It's like, why are we going to use this for?
You know calligraphy?
Yeah, like
he does
old
a little
style
bit of everything.
Calligraphy.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You brought samples.
Oh, God, so many. Okay, so...
I'm so excited.
Of course you are.
Brooke's going to be so
So happy. I'm just going to warn you, there may be a bunch of things that, like, I'm allergic to.
Okay.
But please...
Yeah, but do it. It's fine.
Let him be allergic
not
gonna to
be,
it.
It's not going to be, like, anaphylaxis.
Gonna,
it's
yeah,
just, like,
die or
like
just
perfumes
out.
And okay. A lot of the crap that Becky brings in here.
If he dies on air,
so
it'll
like,
be so good for
I
the
know,
show.
Like, so awesome.
Jasmine kind of bothers me a little bit.
Nothing, nothing
makes
has
my,
Jasmine in
okay.
it so far.
Yeah, but that's just one example. Like, makes my eyes water. Not like I'm going to go to the hospital kind of allergy. Just like, I don't want to be around that
anything
kind of allergy.
Anything else that I should, like...
No.
Okay.
No, but, like, I can't be in the Dreaming Goddess for more than 20 minutes.
Okay.
Well,
I have to leave.
That's intense. Yeah. Like, if you have seasonal allergies, that's just going in there.
Candles
little,
and
yeah,
toils.
And he's like, always burning incense and shit down here because his cat's a piece of shit.
Soy candles over there.
Yeah.
Well, this one's the Black Bar, so since that's
Black
the
Bar.
First one we were kind of really talking about, you can pop it open. Feel free to open all these guys.
Yeah, and so we have, you know, kind of like our high-end bars are wax sealed.
Wax sealed.
Yeah, we got fancy.
Nice.
We got our own, like,
I feel like I'm in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Dark bar of soap, dark words. Oh, I ruined the packaging.
Can I
opened it like a five-year-old opening Christmas present.
I'm going to let you borrow my GoPro. With the waterproof housing, Bosch, and I want you to do reviews of them all in the shower.
Excellent.
Oh my God,
I'll fucking do it! I swear to God, I'll absolutely do that.
I'll get the waterproof housing, and he'll do a full review of every single bar of soap in the shower.
We've been
check it out.
Like that.
This is awesome.
It smells awesome. Yeah, so it's what coconut. Love that coconut oil. Coconut oil, olive oil,
like
castor
a candy
oil
that I like.
Tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and activated charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And take a
you know, it smells like ribbon candy, like old people.
Yeah,
candy.
I kind of want to bite it.
Everybody wants to
everybody.
Bite our stuff.
Actually, some people are really disappointed when they come up to our table at craft fairs
they
because
think
they think it's all food.
Yeah.
People sometimes think it's all cheese.
But and we had an incident. Like somebody bought what was it?
It might have been the oatmeal one. I can't remember.
They did not fucking eat it. Tell me they ate it.
They didn't eat it.
they brought it back to the bar. Mm-hmm. They left it on the bar, and a customer came by, took a bite out of it, thinking that it was a piece,
like
of,
a
cheese.
Piece of cheese. For one, why would you bite someone else's cheese?
Right, that was that's the biggest question. If it's on a plate,
I can't even fathom a situation.
Yeah.
Wait. So was it just like this, or was it in a package? Or
no, it was. It
well,
was
actually,
opened.
I will
it was
be.
Opened.
I will yeah, be honest. Open. This is kind of like a, you know, the wax paper does say cheese right off the bat, but who? Why you walked in and bit the cheese? Does that happen anywhere in the world where you just
that's
walk
like
into
somebody
a...
taking a bite out of your sandwich at a fucking diner?
Right.
Like
right.
Who the hell would do that?
Holy shit! So what happened from there?
From there, that was it. I guess I think he just like spit it out and dropped
well, I mean,
it. And then,
you're
yeah.
gonna immediately know. Are you gonna take a bite out of this before the end of the show?
I mean, I'll take a bite.
Yeah,
I will.
Will you do it?
I'll do it right now.
Do it right now.
I'll take a piece off and I'll eat it. It's not gonna kill me, right?
No,
what's in
it's
it?
It's all natural.
No, it's all natural. I mean, it's gonna taste.
It's
no,
just
taste I
like
want
soap.
No, just take a bite out of it.
You want me to take
yeah,
like
just
a
take
actual
a fucking bite
out of the fucking bar? All right. All right. This is the black bar with activated charcoal taste test.
This is what are you eating?
Just a little bite.
Is it like a new segment?
Well, it's got coconut oil.
Does it taste like soap?
You know what? It tastes like. I was going to say it tastes like peppermint, but now it tastes like soap.
It's a strong finish.
All right. Don't eat
from
it.
From 1 through 10, taste test, we failed.
Don't yeah. Don't fucking
fail the taste test.
Oh.
Why would you do that? I yeah. mean,
water's just going to make it soapy.
I know. It's made it worse. in my teeth.
I can stop recording now. I have our Instagram. For the week. Yeah.
It smells great, though. That's terrible.
It tastes terrible. Everything else is
better. Yeah, everything else is really good. My throat's sore.
Oh, no.
All right, so no more eating soap on the show.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
So this is... Walk us through the process of how it's been.
Okay.
So I can gather myself. No, because like when I was reading the book...
Take
about...
a shot of whiskey. That'll do
oh,
it.
Oh, that will help probably a lot.
I got wine here, and maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Mm.
That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, it goes really great with this Gruner.
It's a piquant aftertaste.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyway, so walk us through why, like, how you make it. Because the book I was reading a long time ago about making it was confusing as shit to me. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a curing process, mm-hmm. and there's all these different, yeah. like, there's... The crazy thing is, the entire time the book was basically saying it's really easy to do, mm-hmm. but there was a
and
bunch
you're
of
like,
fucking.
This doesn't sound
I'm
easy.
Like, this doesn't. None of this sounds easy. I have to look up all the terms that they're yeah. looking, so I had to like constantly flip back and forth between like.
It's really easy if you grew up in a family that makes soap.
Yeah. So yeah, walk us through the process. Like it's got you need a fat to start.
Yeah.
Right.
So you need. The fat, which can be anything, it can be like bacon fat, like you know.
In
we
this
actually
case,
made a
it's
batch
coconut
like
oil and
yep.
olive oil, and olive castor oil, right. tea tree oil, and peppermint oil.
Yep.
So it's vegan soap.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, most of everything
tastes
that
like
we have
vegan
is
food.
Like, it's technically is like vegan friendly, except for a couple of them.
That have honey in it.
That have honey or yeah. beeswax. Or
that drives me crazy. They're a bug. Stop it.
Yeah, yeah but you know, some people are hardcore, and they're like, yeah. if they're, you know, it's like, yeah, there's honey in it, and.
But they're fine. They're just fine with it. They go, oh, shit, got to make some more.
Yeah. I never fully
I don't know.
It,
I'm not.
But
most of the vegans that I know do eat honey because mm-hmm. they're like, exactly what I said. It's a bug. It's mm-hmm. not.
Right.
It's
and
like,
not,
I'll
like,
eat lobster, too. Like, that's
them
a bug.
Up to make the
yeah. yeah, exactly. If anything, yeah. you're helping bee populations by being an apiarist. How about that? I knew that word.
Apiarist?
So,
yeah, I mean... It's essential to our food source, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you want to eat vegetables, you need...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. dumb vegans.
They're pollinating everything.
They're pollinating all the vegetables that you're eating.
Yeah, that you're stuffing into your stupid faces. I'm sorry. Yeah. Is anybody vegan here?
No, not at all. But I think the argument...
Calendula.
I think the argument is that you make the bees sad. And I know I'm like simplifying it, but you're like putting them to work where they normally wouldn't be.
Right.
I kind of get that. And I guess it is, you are kind of like more bees are born and die because you take the honey.
Right.
Yeah. Like they're working for kind of nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't know a lot of beekeepers, but I did a lot of research because I wanted to keep bees. But it's kind of not really possible where I live in Poughkeepsie. I would need to find a property to have them on and then go there and, you know. But they're kind of low maintenance, to be honest.
Yeah,
I may do it.
You basically just let them do their thing.
Yeah, and you just harvest.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
A few times a year. But from what I've heard, like going into winter, you just leave them alone. And then at the end, whatever honey they didn't eat to survive, that's yours.
Yeah. Mike, you guys are okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay? All right, so back to the process. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
The whole show's going to be like this. Yeah.
We're just going to keep circling back.
Steer the ship back into where we need to be.
So when you're reading about it, it does, especially
after
if you don't
kill
have
the bees.
After you kill all the bees, and you take the honey.
You mash them up.
Punch them in the face. And the children. You take their children first.
And but you let them watch before.
Right. Oh, yes. Yes, that's the best part. Yeah, when they cry. Yes.
No. After all that,
this soap is filled with dead bees and a rabbit foot because we felt like it.
Yeah. After the bee murder,
and then you take your lie, and then So there's it can get really kind of convoluted quickly because a lot of the terminology sounds really scientific, like saponification and all, which is yes.
I don't know that one.
Which is truly just the oils turning into soap once they mix with the lye. Mm-hmm. The base of most of our soaps is olive oil, and some of it does have the coconut oil or shea butter. And then you add in the lye to it, and the lye is really what starts to make this crazy chemical process happen.
So the lye molecules and the attract to the oil, and that's what makes the soap. Mm-hmm. So you have to actually
it binds it into like a matrix. That's what I had heard, like a molecular matrix. Like what the fuck is it?
It's
a wax matrix. I heard it on NPR. Yeah. I could be completely wrong.
Good name for a band.
Wax matrix. Yeah, and what you end up with is actually, none of the ingredients that go in are the same once it's done curing and doing its thing. So the lye really turns the oils into the soap, and same with that.
And it takes 4 weeks. The curing process, once you make it, once you combine the oil and the lye, it takes up to 4 weeks for all the lye to like just calm the F down. Otherwise, if
you can
use
curse,
it,
you can say calm the fuck down. Stupid
I
lie.
I might have
handle
like
your shit lie.
You can say it. You can totally say it for me. That's fine. Effity F.
So the is there? Can you just pour it in like a a glass, like a pint glass, and just set it on the counter, and then it'll be fine, and then 4 weeks later it's good? Or do you have to have
is it like
in Fight Club where they're pouring in like lasagna dishes and then cutting it with a wire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Cool.
Yeah, we have Les made some wood molds that we
use.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So we end up with these loaves of soap, and then I go ahead with our little cutter and cut everything up.
Yeah, it goes to, like us liking or enjoying making stuff. So it's like, let me make a mold.
We're all about the process.
Yeah, I'm going to make a mold. And so, we're like everything, every part of the process of the soap making, we have made everything. We make the molds
and our labels.
Yeah,
and,
to the labels. It's
going back real quick. If I thought this was a piece of cheese, and I took a piece of cheese off of it, you ruin that man's night. Like that, that guy went home very sad.
That was like a, that was a big bite.
I just took a like a bite. Little uh-huh. shave of it off, yeah. and I'm like, whoa, this yeah. if it was a hunk,
it would have been a problem.
And I think it was actually the cook of the
that's
kitchen.
What really yeah. that's what I was really hoping. That's what I was really hoping.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the samples, right? Because I think we might have.
No,
given
it was
her,
a full bar.
It was a full
so,
bar.
Yeah.
It wasn't like samples
no.
that she took.
No, she took a full on bar, and he.
Then it's on him. Then it's you know, it's on him.
Fucking beautiful. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So Julia at work wants to know if Jewish is her. It's not. It's Christian.
Jewish. Oh. Oh. Our demerit system.
Yeah. It's a Sorry. whole nother story.
Yeah.
So still yeah, I was really hoping that he was going to take like a big bite out of it so there'd be a bite mark in the but
I think initially yeah. he was, and then he just
yeah,
didn't.
Just chickened out.
Yeah, if you let me keep going with the knife, it would have been a lot bigger sliver. So
yeah, but then you would have spit it out.
Well, you know, maybe
I would have been fine tastier. With you spitting it out. I just wanted to see like your teeth marks, like on the corner. Do you have any other ones that might be tastier that you could try?
Let's Something see. Like I like almonds. You got anything with almonds in it?
Oh, the Java Fix. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
That this is this one and it's. Partner, the Cafe Olay, are what everybody always wants.
Are you sure
eat.
It's not pronounced Owlette?
Owlette.
Cafe Olay.
Some kid came in the other day and he ordered a Cafe Olay, but he said Owlette, and I should have known better and made sure he knew what he was ordering first, mm-hmm. but I just went, all right, I'm going to let you have it.
Sometimes that's funded.
He got a large too,
yeah.
and that motherfucker left all 20 ounces.
Yeah,
just left it on the table. He took.
He was
he might
expecting
have taken
a latte or something.
Four sips and just plunk. Just left
oh,
it on the
no.
table. We might have lost the customer because of that.
That's yeah, fine.
All right, so this is the Java Fix. It's exfoliating coffee soap.
Yeah,
Castile Ooh. Soap. Now,
what
is
do you use
soap?
For exfoliation?
Coffee grounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. So it's actual.
So
coffee
you have
grounds
to
smell
biodegradable.
Yeah.
It's not fucking. Microbeads.
No microbeads.
Oh my god.
None
They're really bad bitches. Apparently, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've
Yeah, you have
them.
Eaten yeah. fish in the last year?
Probably.
Then you've eaten microbeads.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they're delicious.
So yeah.
I mean, unless they were farm raised like in a pond.
Oh yeah, open it up.
Smells awesome.
Totally yeah. feel free to open it up.
Yeah, you might actually be able to eat that one.
go ahead. Go ahead and eat that one.
I'm not going.
Do it.
To.
It says smells
if
good.
You guys can convince him to eat like one more, it's so good.
Right. It says Castile soap on uh-huh. it. So what does that mean?
It means it's delicious.
Does it mean that you have like a weird religious diatribe on the side of your bottle, like Dr. Bronner's?
Oh fuck!
Have you ever read that the side of the bottle, Dr. No. Bronner's soap?
I know.
It's fucking nuts.
What is it?
Have you heard of Dr. Bronner's soap?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sell it at like Eastern Mountain Sports, but that doesn't exist anymore. But if you really read it, it's like an insane Christian manifesto. You notice all the tiny little type on yeah. there?
I know.
Like if you have Dr. Bronner's Castile soap in your bathroom and then you forget your cell phone when you're taking a shit and then you read that thing, mm-hmm. you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've read it before.
It's fucking crazy.
I read
right?
it in the shower. I think it was at Jess's house, my
you're
sister.
Like, fuck, I've been in here 18 minutes.
And I was showering and I'm like, I looked at the bottle and I saw all the fucking letters on it. There's a ton of words on there. And I was like, all right, let me read this stuff. And as I got to the side, I'm like, what the hell? I brought it downstairs after I got dressed. And I was like, do you know what's written on this?
Imagine you in a towel. Like, I didn't have time to get dressed. You guys need to see this.
They stopped buying it.
Really?
It's fucking insanity.
Wow.
It's fucking insanity.
At least I think
it's a lot of, like, Old Testament, like, it's a bunch of crazy religious
oh,
nut shit. Yeah, it's a lot.
The old
one. That
the
looks like
one.
A fucking. That
the new thing, stuff's good, but.
That thing looks like a fucking gluten free blondie.
It does. It looks like a nice like brownie or something.
Well, when we make it, it looks like dessert, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it smells God. Like dessert. It smells yeah. like a meal.
Yeah.
Like one of our specialty coffee drinks.
At the Crafted Cup for Raymond Avenue.
Because, yeah, look at that.
It's got like.
Nice
coffee.
Bits of coffee in there.
It's too close. It won't focus. Yeah, it looks like an Oreo Dream Bar. You ever had one of those?
No.
Oh, it smells
missing
amazing.
Out on
yeah,
so
it's got
many
vanilla
things.
And cinnamon. Oh, and back to the
cinnamon.
Circling back around, Castile soap. What does that mean?
It
Olive oil soap. Yeah. Yes. Anything you see that says Castile soap ever, it means the only oil in it is olive oil.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not olive oil soap? They didn't want to confuse it with Popeye's girlfriend.
But
that was terrible. No. You are lucky that I don't have a soundboard.
And we do another coffee soap as well that's, again, the cafe Olet. oh, there's a cat. Hi, kitty.
Shitty cat I was talking about before.
If you want to take him or snap his neck, I won't mind.
The other one.
Along with the bees, we'll just make another soap. It's fine.
Yeah.
Soap.
Called Cat's Paw. It'll be adorable. It's got real bits of cat in it.
So Logan Callahan is checking in. I texted him and said, where are your comments at, Superfan? And he said, well, blow me down.
All right. Thanks,
so Logan. Logan is added to the show in a very minimal sense, sir. Step it up.
I heard a... Oh, you got more.
Oh,
lip balm.
So stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lip balm. Wow, you got...
So this is stuff you could probably just eat, then.
Oh, yeah. Especially the salve and the...
See, the salve, I think... Is it salve or salve?
Salve?
I like saying salve better.
I kind of mix it up because I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go either way. Salve.
I think you can go either way.
Yeah, Ryan's going either way.
It's got bits of things in it.
Are you filming right now? You can eat those.
Yeah, bits of things.
Hey? I'm gonna just write down. Ooh, it's got bits of things.
So
would you go O O H for ooh?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Maybe a few more O's. I'll make it work. Woodstock 69 hand salve, hemp oil. Is that why it's called Woodstock?
It's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. calendula infused olive oil. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get your hemp from?
The hemp seed oil. We have a couple providers of goods.
Shh, no.
I mean, I know a guy that knows a guy. I'm
hemp. I get it from his cousin.
Yeah, so we have we get our high grade therapeutic oils as well. Is our essential oils is where we get a lot of our like our olive oil and the hemp seed oil too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That guy is totally fucking making marijuana oils and stuff.
Oh,
in his goddamn basement. Chad can make essential oils with his still.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a person that we know that is not me. His name is Chad.
But it takes forever. I mean, we looked into, you know, why don't we like grow our own herbs and make our own essential oils? But in order to make like one drop of essential,
it's crazy.
You have to have like fields of whatever you're
doing. It's a
doing.
Lot. Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, you're distilling oils.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So it's got hemp oil, calendula infused olive oil, rose infused sunflower oil, shea butter, beeswax, vitamin E, patchouli, sweet orange, lavender, clove. Neroli? What's neroli?
Neroli, yeah, that's another essential oil. It's actually it's a flower off of the orange tree.
Oh, that's cool. And bergamot, which is Earl Grey tea.
Hmm.
Right? Oh, really?
I think so.
I
oil of bergamot?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Wow.
I'm not sure at all. I've never
I'm on
heard,
top of the hill.
I've never heard the word bergamot in my entire life.
Oh, I burn.
It's one of my favorites.
One of the candles I have is pretty much all of this minus the bergamot. It's orange bergamot right here. Boom. Dinka dinka do.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, and they use that in, it's probably not going to pop up here, but they use that in, Earl Grey tea, which makes it so delicious. I love it. Oh, this stuff smells great. Now, what's that on top?
Lavender.
It is lavender?
Lavender petals, yep.
I thought so. But I didn't want to sound too smart.
Aesthetic.
You want smelly?
Sure, but I think someone's logged into Logan Callahan's account. Oh, it smells great.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
Because he's texting me that we might be being trolled. I don't know. We'll see. He said, no, I didn't have a chance to watch today. I just got home. I don't know. This could be him.
Can you tell the new viewer who these guys are? It says so in the fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not spoon feeding our audience with one person.
We're with the Nomadic Boutique. Find them at etsy.com/shop/thenomadicboutique. And you guys are working on a website too, from what I hear, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're hoping to have it launched. ideally October 1st. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. So, and that will be easy. Just thenomadicboutique.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
At the nomadic Boutique on Facebook. That's what it is.
Yeah, you can find us through Instagram and Facebook also.
So you got a Woodstock 69 hand salve and a bar soap.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the soap has the same essential oil blend in there. And what's fun about the Woodstock is it's pretty.
Oh. We wanted to get like a nice little tie-dye feel.
Oh, shit, look at that. It actually looks like mashed up Play-Doh from when it looks
or if you like melt a bunch of crayons to make new crayons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is cool, though,
and
man.
It's one
that
of the most
awesome.
Difficult, like physically difficult bars to
it's
make
stressful.
Because of all the... Because everything starts to gel.
Yeah, like
fast.
Run together. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you have to like, all right, get this one, get that one, get this one. And, you know, you have to have everything all set up and all the colors all set up.
The first time we made it, we were super stressed about it.
Everything was a mess
the
afterwards.
Second time, we had, like, all the buckets ready to go and, like, all the, like, assembly line of colors. And we're just pour. Yeah, it's a little
This
crazy,
is cool,
but...
though. It smells great.
Yeah. No, it's a great bar. It's a great bar for the face, too.
I love the bergamot thing. I don't know why. It's just...
Can I smell it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here. the bergamot oil... I don't know. For some reason, I really, really enjoy that one, like this, out of most sense.
Yeah, it's
this
one of my favorites.
I get like
too.
Kind of a minty clearing your sinuses kind of stuff.
That's probably that stuff,
which I like. This reminds me of the Dr. Bronner's a little bit.
Oh,
as
really?
Far as the smell.
Well, fuck them though, and their weirdo beliefs.
Weirdos.
Pop that. Here, let me have the package so I can keep this stuff in order. Because I don't know if I can tell that this one is the Woodstock one. And lip balm as well.
Yes. And so the lip balm doesn't have the whole smattering of essential oil combos in there. It still has the neroli, lavender. I think I did one other in there too. I think orange. But
So you went from soap,
mm-hmm.
and now we got balm.
Balms.
They have bombs. And salves. Yeah. Is it salve? What is it again? Salve? I always say salve.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of Fight Club now.
Say it. You can't.
Yeah, it's the nitroglycerin dash of sawdust, and you got dynamite.
All right.
Which is also not the recipe for dynamite. That's completely incorrect.
How'd you get it? So, obviously... You can't just, some people can just do soap, but it's going to evolve eventually, mm-hmm. and you're going to want to do other stuff. Did you have to learn how to do this, or did Magic
Man
old, over no, here know, already know what he...
That was old Corey's. She's the one that wanted to try out the making of the salves and the bombs and the...
I heard...
Now I don't know how to say it.
I'm like, he said salve. I heard salve.
I know, I'm
two
afraid
together.
Of saying it.
He put mine and his together.
Salve.
Yeah,
we manufacture many bombs at our house.
Like, we're not going to be allowed to fly anywhere.
Yeah. Just kidding. Hashtag NSA.
It's an underground terrorist organization based around underground boxing clubs.
So how do you make a salve?
A salve.
I'm going to use some, actually.
Yeah, go for it. So that is mostly, again, oils. And I started infusing my own oils too, so like the olive oil and the sunflower oil. It's this crazy long process of infusing
a
month.
A month.
Yeah. Give it a good shake every now and again infuse the calendula into the oil and kind of get all the good benefits of those.
What's the process for this?
So this, I take those oils, put them in. Put them in a big old mason jar and start melting them down over a double boiler, along with beeswax, any other like shea butters. I melt that all down along with it. Once everything's melted down, then I'll turn off the burner and add in whatever essential oils I'm going to use. And then everything gets poured into these tins. And then after about like 20 minutes or so, they're kind of hardened up and go ahead and use them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not too bad then.
No, not too bad at all. And it's, you know, been a blast coming up
with
the
different
recipes.
So what do we need you for? We just make it at home.
I know the secret combinations. But yeah, you could. And actually, that's what's so awesome about it. Is that, you know, you can. And you can buy it or you can make it yourself and, you know, make it however you want, really. And whatever combinations you feel like.
But that's
you need.
The thing is like, and that's part of it. It's like, oh yeah, you know, I can make it myself. And like, people do come up to us and say, well, how do you make your soap?
Like, that's always a funny question.
I tell you that? I don't know.
I'll give you the basic outline so you know what's in it. But
tell them. What ingredients do you put in that?
But the thing is, it's not like you can buy like 1 or 2 ounces of the ingredients.
Yeah, you got to make
one
a big batch
thing for yourself. Yeah. You know, that's not cost effective for the wholesaler. That's giving you all the products and
we have a tub of like 35 pounds of coconut oil.
I know, like, I know. It's yeah. Crazy.
Think about all the Thai food you can make with that.
And like, I know the UPS man actually. Like, I know him.
I see him.
And like, hey,
we know our UPS guy. Is his name Adam?
I don't know. Actually, I don't.
I don't know him that well.
Wait,
I know what he looks like.
Is it the guy that delivers
to our
block?
I didn't know you were going to ask me questions.
What's that?
Is it the guy that delivers to our block?
Oh, no, not that. No,
that's Adam number two. For anybody who doesn't know,
He's a Dead Radio podcast super fan.
Yeah, for fucking reals.
The original super fan. Logan is like, you know what? He's fallen by the wayside. He's not even trying anymore.
He's starting to get a little creepy.
Yeah.
I should have said yes. This is the same Adam. Yes.
Well, it's like we're across the river. So.
Oh yeah, then it's definitely not him.
No, not him.
What's the difference between a Slav and a Belm?
Slav and a Belm.
A lot of times, it's more beeswax will end up going into a balm than or like a lip balm anyway, just because that way it's not as like gushy and doesn't melt as easily.
So a balm is a salve.
I was trying to be serious, but a balm is a fuck.
So a balm is a salve, but just with a little more, just denser.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not going to melt in your fucking pocket.
Yeah. Right. So it's the M&Ms of chocolate.
Sure.
Wait, it's the M&Ms. It's the M&M's of
literally anything other than chocolate, because the M&M's are already chocolate. Yeah, that's terrible. It's just terrible.
All right, so where are we here? Wow,
we went by hour 10?
No, it was 48 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Time
that was fast. That was fast. Yeah,
I want to pump the brakes because you got a bunch. Bunch.
Do you guys
more
want to do? What are you drinking?
Salvesleys. Well, let's do it. Yeah. You want to take a break quicker?
We're at 48. We could do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
I kind of have to go to the bathroom.
All right, let's take a break.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll dig through the rest of your stuff. We'll do what are you drinking, because I saw a bottle.
Yes.
And,
I
don't know where it went.
It's going to make you sad.
We can break that out now.
Wait, what? Man, it's going to make me sad.
Maybe not. I don't know. But it's one that I know.
Why is it going to make you sad?
He has celiac disease and he can't drink beer.
Oh, I should have gone with the cider.
It's fine. I'm used to it. So
I'm sad.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do what are you drinking? We'll get more into your whatever the hell they're called at this point. And maybe some more.
We should make up some new words, right?
So Logan Callahan says, I'm just learning so much about bombs and salves. Got to soak it all in. All
right.
You do that, Logan.
Yeah.
And I will. I'll bring you a sample of all these soaps for you to taste. Yeah. You can try them all. They smell great. I haven't tried to eat them yet because I'm not stupid.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. You want to play some music? We're at the point where I know exactly.
All right, so
I was wondering.
No, I don't want to get kicked off of YouTube. I don't want to get a copyright infringement.
All right, so Adam's gonna play some music. We're gonna
recollect ourselves,
and we'll be right back. So
you gotta give me a little bit more than a second.
All right,
I didn't have it queued up. But
we'll be right back.
Yeah, good. We'll just go. We'll just go with ass and titties.
This is Magus Peter H. Gilmore, High Priest of the Church of Satan. Listen to Dead Radio Podcast, or you won't make it into hell. Hail Satan!
We've... Sorry. mics on.
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
So just to say that we've interviewed the
high priest, the high of, the priest of, Satan.
Of the Church of Satan.
That is, cool.
Really
that is
nice. Cool. Nothing. It was a great conversation. Yeah. He's such a cool guy.
He's a wonderful man.
I'm going to invite him to parties at my house.
He loves Godzilla. Yeah. Like a fanatic.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Making that little joiner was like the highlight of my podcast career, which has only spanned like 2 years.
It's not a career until you make a profit.
We have been making profits, remember? Thanks to places like the Crafted Cup at 44
that's
Raymond
not
Avenue
a, that's
in Poughkeepsie.
A profit. That's barely keeping your head above water. We'll make a profit when that computer's paid off from podcast money.
And the barbershop by Francois, old school shop with modern hairstyles, 10 IBM Road in Poughkeepsie, New York, 845-463-2300. That's where we make our profits.
23-ought-ought?
Ought-ought. La fin du monde!
I'm so sorry. I'm
gonna do it. God fucking damn it. I love that brewery.
It is so good.
These Canadian bastards. Unibrew, I guess you call it.
Yeah, I was very happy when I saw it because I've been familiar with them for many years. They're not my favorite brewery just because the style of beer is not really where I'm at. But that was right up his alley. Probably what 2 years
Listen,
before you were diagnosed.
It was no.
Like
it
right
was Dogfish Head. Raison d'être at Cosmos was the one that kind of went, oh shit, there's better beer out there. Mm-hmm. Weirder, better beer. This was one of the next two or three that I picked up from halftime that I started trying. And they have one, Trois Pistolets. And what's the other one with the devil on the front of it?
Yeah, I know. I have a tulip glass that I Devil Du Monde.
Yes,
maybe.
No, it's not Du Monde. It's no? I can't remember what it's called. But
I have a tulip glass that's this brewery.
Yes, These bastards. I pretty much drank this. This is they're part of the reason why I started drinking craft beer.
Oh,
these
nice.
Guys, and now I can't drink them anymore. So I
What happens? Like, what happens?
His tummy hurts and then he gets cancer.
So
yeah, that's no good.
It basically the gluten. There's fibers in your intestines that trap nutrients and release toxins and everything like that. But the gluten kind of sticks. They're hooked. Mine are hooked over, and the gluten gets trapped in there and basically deteriorates. And causes polyps, which is like sores and everything. Right, right. And if I'm not careful, I have to. It causes infections and all kinds of pain. For me,
then
it's like I could probably
you get your gallbladder removed, and then you shit your pants.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
that's a progressive.
I kind of don't want to drink this anymore.
The probability of me shitting my pants on a daily basis goes way up, way up. Like, I'm talking, like, 60% higher than where I was before. Huh. So I'm at about 95%. No. So, but yeah, these guys are a fantastic brewery. They make great they're Belgian style. I'm sorry. Which I'm kind of stealing your thunder because the guest brings the beer and you talk about
it. But you see this? Like he hasn't had a beer in like, what, 3 years?
No. It's been way longer than that.
Yeah.
Probably 5 or 6.
Yeah. And all of that is just this little part of his soul. It's just I wish that... I feel like part of you fantasizes about an asteroid flying towards Earth, so you'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah. When Jess's when Jess's birthday comes up, or your birthday comes up, Adam, I go to halftime and it's that little I get to be me again. I get to be the beer drinking Ryan again. Because I skip through the aisles looking at all the new stuff and I literally I'm doing the skipping motion. Like I get into an aisle, I look around, there's nobody there, and then I skip a little bit. Just for me. Just to remind me of what I used to have. And then I pick beers for them that I would want to drink. So Jess's birthday came up.
And meanwhile, I'm like squandering my gift with PBR.
Yeah. Mm. This guy's drinking fucking, you know, $1 cans of beer. Well, I'm stuck with fucking, what is that, Gruner? Give me that wine.
Oh, the Gruner.
Yeah, right,
well,
so
just open it and fucking drink it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't drink during the school week all that much.
So you keep saying school week. So school week. What do you do for?
I'm a high school teacher.
Are you really?
Yeah.
High school.
High school.
It's very brave of you.
I mean, it's
God's work.
We had some teachers in high school that were just drinking. That like I would be drinking and he would be drinking and it was like an unspoken we won't talk about it.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Yeah,
I won't say his name, but I know who you're
talking
about.
No, because he still works within the school system, so he definitely can't say
his
name.
He's still alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he teaches over at Dutchess.
Oh, well done, sir.
He's retired from public school, but he still teaches summer classes over at Dutchess.
Cool, good for him.
For not succumbing to alcoholism and dying.
And death, yeah. succumbing to cirrhosis.
I have to give a quick shout out to my daughters.
Daughters?
My daughters, Sisa.
Are they watching?
And
right
Sudi.
Oh,
watching.
Yeah, actually, just
sure
Sisa
are.
Just checked in
a
big way.
Yeah, I have to say that I love my dog and I love my
cat. Oh, my God. All right, no, we're going to read them all.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on.
You want to do it?
Oh, yeah, I do. I really do. She said, hey, I'm a kid here. Don't cuss. My fam's watching. LOL. Cool. Nice.
No,
drink.
You missed a few.
I didn't. Hey,
yeah.
Oh
hey,
my God.
Oh my God. Hi, Daddy and Corey. What's up, Kay? I donut like the music. Hoya, hey, I'm a kid here. Don't cuss. My fam's watching. LOL, 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 LOL. Cool. Nice. You drink beer. Me too. JK, JK, JK. Is it? It's LOL, 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 LOL.
Please look at me.
Please look at me.
Jesus Christ.
Talk about your soap.
You pay attention to her at all.
HG.
All right. She just wanted to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
And so
there you are. There you are. Acknowledged. Jesus.
Yeah. The LOL, 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 it was hard.
So from what I could tell is that she's yelling at us. She has bad taste in music. And she doesn't like cussing.
Francis Dean.
Oh,
is
and
the shit.
Give him
the chance.
Oh, my sons are watching too. I guess.
Jeez, you got a whole brood, huh?
Yeah, my son Elon, he's watching. So hi to Elon.
After Musk, or is that like an actual word?
No, E L A N.
Weird kind of aside. I did have a dream that Elon Musk and I made a hoverboard. That was it. That was the whole dream. That's it. So we don't need to talk about it, but we didn't. It was pretty awesome.
So I'm sorry, I gave you that bottle back, but I need it. So Le Fin du Monde by Unibrew. I don't know how to say it.
It's probably Unibrew.
So what made you choose this one?
Because I think I've had really good times. After I've drank this,
it is 9% alcohol.
When you're marginally sure that you've had a good time,
yes.
That's probably you had a good time.
So I know it must be good.
Yeah, it's got quite
the kick. Yeah,
it's a Belgian style triple. I know that for a fact. And there's
if I try a little taste,
they call it Belgian.
I can't even drink all this much because. I think I'm not even allowed to drink on like TV. But you know,
this
YOLO.
Is not Nazi Germany. You do what you feel, man.
Oh, speaking of Germany,
until your principal calls you in.
No, So what do you think? What are you getting out of it? Flavors and whatnot. Oh, yeah. There you go. Prost.
Mmm. Yeah, I know nothing about beer.
It'd be probably Nostrovia.
Nostrovia. No, it's...
Nostrovia.
No, well, if it's Canadian, it'd be a votre santé.
Well, I was just thinking about the German thing, Nazi Germany.
Oh.
I was just making it. It was a bad joke.
It was a terrible joke.
It was a joke in my head that no one got because I didn't fill them in on the situation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Does that suck?
Just so you know, you missed out on a few.
I know. But mine's up now. I learned from my mistakes. Yeah. What are you getting out of it, Adam? Who has a bit more palate for this kind of stuff?
Very Belgian. Not, again, really, really spectacular beer.
Let me smell.
But not my palate range. Not what I'm into. Mm-hmm. It's the Belgian yeast.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Smells so good.
Creamy, Belgian crisp. Yeast. Have you guys ever had Necco wafers?
Mm, oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's old people candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they smell the same. Belgian yeast beers smell like Necco wafers. And that's all I associate it with, being 5 years old and going, this is not fucking candy. So it's great. It's spectacular. It's exactly what it should be. It's just not what I'm into.
Cease is screaming.
I have to say hi to my other son, Angel.
Cease is screaming about talking about the soap. Where were you for the first 48 minutes of the show?
Yeah. Just got so, just so you know, this show
I actually ate the fucking soap.
This show is going to be posted. You'll be able to listen to it from the beginning, and you'll get the whole idea of this was we were going to interview you, and then it was going to devolve into us talking about sharks in a basement in Poughkeepsie or some shit.
She's 12. We still can't.
Okay. You don't have to.
I'm drinking, Skeleton, Gruner Veltliner from Burgenland, Austria. And if anybody's ever had, like, we were talking about this before the show, these Gruners come in 1 liter bottles instead of a 750, typically. Mm-hmm. And it was the first wine you said that.
Yeah, so I hated wine until I was 28, probably. Been about 5-6 years easily, because I discovered today that I'm 34, not 33. That's a separate conversation.
You lost a year.
Oh yeah, I can't. I can't remember.
Even I knew.
Yeah, I had to ask my brother how old he was to figure it out. My brother also works at the coffee shop now, which is fun.
It's a family affair. Yeah. I'm trying to get my brother a job. It's not true.
It's not gonna happen. I had a lot of funny jokes that I'm not going to do because Tanner will be mad. Forget it. Just moving on.
Were they gay jokes?
No, they're not gay jokes. They're inside jokes
okay.
That we shouldn't broadcast to our listener.
But yeah, the funny thing about Gruners are they got a crazy amount of fruit up front and then dry right out. Like the bottom drops out. Like you think it's going to be a sweet wine and then all of a sudden, plink, you want to eat something because you're drooling.
Very like
so
apple-y.
You want to try?
Some melony. Not that one. That one's not melony at all.
No, but, this is all. It's all citrus.
Yeah, super dry, citrusy.
Just say when.
If I remember correctly, there's a little pear in there too, but I haven't had it in a while.
Thank you.
I'll just take a swig out of the bottle.
No, you will not. Here, you know, actually, have some of mine.
Something that we've been doing. We started to
get in the mic.
Cut
there.
The bottles. Cut the bottles. And make like glasses out of the wine bottles and beer bottles as part of what you know it's something else that we make.
Just one more thing.
I know, just one more thing.
Oh, see,
so we take. Yeah, I was just looking at the bottle. It was just reminding
right?
me.
Right, it's fucking
it's a
cool.
Pretty, yeah, it's a cool bottle.
Skeleton.
Do you do the whole like string with the?
No, you
right?
You score it
cheap,
and
too.
Then you heat gun it. And then you carefully dip it into ice cold water, and so then it stress cracks, breaks.
I've seen that, but there's also one that I've seen a ton on YouTube. I haven't done it, so I don't know if it actually works. But you dip a string, like twine or whatever, in lighter fluid, wrap it around the bottle, light it on fire, and then dip it in ice water, and it goes clink. Pops right off.
Yeah, I've heard that about acetone, too, that you could use the same thing. But, yeah, I don't know if it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen it on YouTube, so it must be real.
Well, it seems like, and what do you got?
I'm drinking Tito's and Cranberry and seltzer.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, well, that's...
And there's a Lone Ranger or whatever.
I already drank that like an hour ago.
Voodoo Ranger.
Yeah, I drank that before the show started.
2 weeks ago.
But I've been kind of doing, vodka cranberry seltzer because I don't need that much cranberry, but I don't want to drink straight Tito's. So Yeah.
Refreshing.
It's a little bit lower calorie, and it's refreshing. It's nice.
I don't know what all this is. Anyhow, yeah, so I guess Cisa is still freaking out. She says that she wants to try beer.
God.
And she says, guys, dab.
Which we are not going to talk about.
Why not?
We're not. Because it's like it's a young people cultural thing, and they have no idea where it came from.
See,
dabbing this for no reason. And but they don't understand that it's a ridiculous drug reference.
I know, because I don't know what that means other than doing a dab, which if you
is smoking drugs.
Yes.
Yeah,
which,
it's smoking drugs.
Yeah, I don't do that.
My daughter is learning much.
But like young kids don't know
this. I mean, we could have a couple weeks ago.
It's because that fucking Disney fan is just, what the fuck is his name? That
I'm sure she'll know if you ask her. She'll know. Yeah,
he's blonde. He's a douchebag. He's really big on YouTube. He used to be on the Disney Channel, and then
he threw a party and they kicked him out. Yeah,
yeah. Then he and the Disney Channel mutually decided to part ways. Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me all about that guy.
Yeah, and the people in his neighborhood have a class action lawsuit against him because he's like setting furniture on fire in an empty pool in a rental house. He's a piece of shit. Yeah. I mean, I would love to be as YouTube famous as he is, for sure.
But not for being a piece of shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I think a lot of it is just, 12 to 16-year-olds are like, hey, that's fun. And then a lot of people are like with Howard Stern, where they hate him so much that they watch the videos.
Mm.
Can I say that I still taste soap?
That makes me happy.
I've had a lot of booze and a bunch of water. I still taste soap.
Stays with you.
And speaking of soap.
Yeah, we have a ton
We have
a ton of stuff. I went outside and told Brooke, I was like, they brought so much shit. She's like, I thought they were a band.
Yeah, whereas bands we bring in and be like, I got 6 stickers in my wallet.
Christ.
We've only had one band come in and like bring t-shirts.
Yeah, Pitch Black.
Yeah.
And they didn't have my size.
Oh.
They didn't have mine either. I wish we could just meet in the middle.
I know. It's terrible. All right, so what else we got here?
All right, so there's a couple other salves.
Salves.
And
Here Comes the Sun.
It's Jake Paul.
Oh, no.
Jake
is that
Paul
a Beatles reference?
Jake Paul is the name of the guy.
Jake Paul, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was Paul something.
Here Comes the Sun, salve.
Yep.
Salve.
Oh, so Cisa says, you mean Jake Paul. I hate him. Good for you. I hate him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't wish he was dead, but I wouldn't mind. Just saying.
So the Here Comes the Sun is a Beatles reference, yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. One of my sons.
And moving on.
I hate. Can I? You're obviously a Beatles fan, or no?
I don't hate them. They're good.
Okay. I hate them.
You hate the Beatles?
I think they're good, and I think I appreciate what they did, but I'm just not.
Yeah,
a fan.
All of that.
Yeah.
Except I can't stand them.
Yeah.
Everything I hear from them.
Oh,
makes
I won't
me
listen
angry
to them, but I appreciate what they are and what they've done.
Yes. Sure.
Well, I think you have to
He's
appreciate
like, sure, but less.
The longevity of their music, I
so,
think. If,
yeah.
Even if you don't like it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I completely agree. I think they were very good. It's just not what I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hold it. I have a massive rant that I could go on,
smell
but
it.
I'm not going to
do
it.
No, let's not do it. Just smell it.
Bite
so
us
this
up.
Is
bite
this
up.
Is Here Comes the Sun, calendula infused olive oil.
Caligula
infused. Ooh, that would be a good that'd be a good salve. I'll buy the hell out of that. So now oh god, that smells awesome. Calendula is a it's the safe word. I should have picked a different word, like something a little more obscure, because it's in a lot of stuff. And real quick, I decided I wanted to spell check myself before I wrote it on the wall for everyone, all four of you to see. It's got a ton of health benefits. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, all of course they're not FDA approved because they're not, they're not, Monsanto doesn't make calendula. So, talk to me about calendula. I don't
Yeah, so it's a flower. It's actually a member like the marigold family. But it does. It has a wealth of health benefits. It's wonderful for the skin. It's got, I believe it's good in antioxidants, vitamin A and E. Yeah, and it's just all around just a really healing, especially once you start getting it into oils and using it in that way.
Concentrating it, basically. Yeah,
exactly. You know, people can make tea out of it as well. But yeah, it's good. And even I have a bag of calendula flowers at home. And like as soon as I got it, I can just stick my face in it because it smells so good.
It smells like a fresh sliced lemon.
It smells like a gin and tonic to me.
A really good
and if I could smell like a gin and tonic.
No, not to me because it smells like lemon, not lime.
Oh, yeah. You do the lime. I'm a lemon guy.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Not an idiot.
Not because this makes this smell, but a gin and tonic is a lime drink.
I understand that, but I think lemon is better for gin.
That's fine. But you're wrong about a gin and tonic. If you want to do a gin martini
can we take a page out of Cece's book and say, can we talk about the soap?
Yeah. She's asking if we like pie. I don't understand. Pie. And she said, I freaking love candy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't handle this.
Now she's just
I can't eat pie
anymore.
She's
trolling the show.
You're opening fresh wounds.
Well, we actually once we made the sauce, I asked Corey if she could make the
what's she looking for? The mustache wax? That's the mustache wax. This is the
muscle
rub. You guys have mustache wax?
Yeah, we do because we needed like more.
Wax it up, motherfucker! I don't have a mustache. I can't even grow a mustache. So throw
it's
some
not
shit
like
on there.
I trim it, so I can't really wax it. I mean, like I could put it in my beard, but it's not going to be all fancy.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. We're working on beard oil. And
beard oil I could definitely use.
Yeah, and so we're working on more men products, I guess. You know, because we get a lot of men that come and they don't want to get like the soap. I feel like they don't think it's necessary for them to have a fancy soap.
It's not something they'll splurge on.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Right.
But they'll splurge on a fucking beer oil. That's strange to me.
Yeah. But, yeah. And so we're like, yeah.
Take
so
the whole
we need
package,
to make
man.
Beard oil. Yeah. So we've been making mustache wax. Mm-hmm. And we also actually just started experimenting with this muscle rub, kind of like what is that? The
tiger balm?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
So if you're sore, you put a little bit.
Can I just
smell
that?
Yeah,
I think this is gonna be great.
That one might be hard to smell in a tiny one.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Apparently, you can.
No, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it smells great. What's in that?
There's peppermint, rosemary.
Wait, stop. I want to try and figure it out.
Stop it.
Taste it. You have to taste it.
Yeah. Put it in your tongue and your balls.
Is there bergamot in there?
No, there's frankincense, I think, in that one, too.
That's what it fucking is. God damn it. Brooke wears that on fucking night. God fucking, I'm mad now. I know that smell. That's
like
that's my wife.
Any
that
person,
smell, this
any,
sm-
any
your,
person who
your
is
muscle
not...
rub smells like my wife, who Aww. Is a muscle rubber.
I can't.
You write that
too
down.
Easy.
My wife, my wife, the muscle rubber. So anyone who hasn't been into like a place like Dreaming Goddess doesn't believe that frankincense exists is a real thing.
Wait,
I'm serious.
Really?
Frankincense.
Oh, because of, like frankincense and myrrh.
Frankincense.
Which is also
yeah,
a real
they
thing.
Hear it in the Bible and they go, "Oh, that's a made up thing from the Bible."
It's from the tree.
I know it is, but what I'm saying, you don't run into it on a daily basis.
True. Yeah, but it's an incredible. It's actually
so. What is myrrh though? Do you know what myrrh is?
Yeah, it's also a resin. It's the same sort of thing as frankincense.
See, I pronounce it myrrh. As every night before we go to bed, I'm like, "What are you wearing?" Some frankincense and myrrh.
Was that before the muscle rub?
Yes. Yeah. Immediately before
you
the
see,
muscle
was
rubbing.
That before the muscle rubbing would be a good title for the show too.
Oh wow!
I'm out of energy. I think
Cece tapped out.
Yeah, Cece, you need to go to bed, sweetie. It's late. You have school tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock. Brush your teeth.
Oh geez. Yeah, that stuff's What happened?
So she's been typing in all caps the entire time. So I said, "Stop yelling, sir."
all in lowercase, and she said, "No, ma'am," and she used like the proper, like with the apostrophe and everything,
but
all in caps. I'm a keep it in caps lock. I never knew a woman could have a beard, and then ha 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 ha. Ew, what the fuck, LOL, LOL. No, it was WTF. She didn't actually.
Okay, good, yeah.
I got a lot.
I'm going to go now. Love you, Dado. So
okay. I got a lot of people asking who you guys are. So I keep forgetting to plug.
Listen to the beginning of the show.
Yeah, if you checked in early, no, it's the Nomadic.
We're going to start talking about sharks. You're going to ask what sharks are? Jesus.
It's the Nomadic Boutique that you can find the Etsy store, etsy.com/shop/thenomadicboutique. Mm-hmm. And buy their
definitely,
shit.
Definitely get
great.
That website
so
going.
Then we're still still digging into the fucking treasure trove.
And we have, and this is like so just much. A, we have like, we are like legit. We have so much legit. Stuff. And so many different, I like to call them flavors of soaps.
And that's why I ended up bringing so much, because we actually, we have probably over 20 different bars of like types of soap that we make.
Fucking
so
nuts.
Yeah. So when I had to like pick what to bring, I was having a really hard time. So that's why
it's
guys get to enjoy
God, what the,
a lot.
It's driving me nuts, because I was thinking about something the other day about variety.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been like a Cousins Revolution Ale Works post about a new beer that they had out. And I was thinking about how the small businesses that have that put out products like yours that have different scents or different flavors or something like that. You can't just, I mean, you can have just a couple things that you do well, but in the end, if you want to keep products flowing, you have a lot of different things that everybody wants to try, and you know, the variety thing is just like, man, I forget. Some
I'm torn on it.
Businesses like this can be get bogged down
by having so many options.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I've talked about this with Tanner before, and like in many things. Like I've been some of the best bars I've been to have had four beer options, and all they serve is grilled cheese, and that's been fucking awesome. And then you go to some places where you're like, holy shit, like I don't even fucking know what the hell I want. And a lot of that, you go to a diner, a Greek diner here in Poughkeepsie, and you're like, how old is the meatloaf that they're about to serve me?
But you're talking about food. It's different when it comes to this
course,
kind of stuff.
Because this is
and
more,
beer,
more
because
shelf
beer
stable.
Has a, yeah, beer has a
but it's
shelf
it's kind
stable.
Of like you have to figure out what your audience wants, and then
well, the one of the things. There. I mean, the reason why we call it a Nomadic Boutique is because our long term plan was to actually get a trailer. And you and tiny house it and make a mobile store. And so, you know, having like the soaps and the bombs and the salves would only take a quarter of the space. And the rest of the boutique would be stuff that we also make. So that was part of the plan. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we also paint. We also draw. We also make, you know, greeting cards. We also make indigo dye textiles and dream catchers and so on. So we wanted to do that, and but we wanted to start with this. It just seemed the most accessible.
Yeah, and marketable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and marketable.
So you can take your passion and integrate it into something that you can bring people in the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. That's,
yeah.
But we tried it. We tried it as like, oh, why don't we, you know, we're going to this event. Why don't we bring some of the paintings? And none of it was bad idea, because we had the soaps and we had them all neat and beautiful and perfect. And then we had like a box.
Well, part of like it too. It was like presentation wise. It just wasn't. Yeah. And then people weren't there for the paintings. They were, you know, all the amazing smelling stuff that brought them to there.
So I feel like you could, I feel like a storefront would work better with that business model, where just like, this is what we do, and also this is our art, if you're interested in it.
Right.
So like a gallery space.
Gallery and boutique.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I think that could definitely work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But going to farmers markets and trying to sell art is probably not going to happen.
And you should open right across from the Dreaming
selling
Goddess.
Soaps. Yeah, right across the streets.
And just every morning as you're opening up, just give them the finger.
That would not work out well.
You think Rhi's watching right now?
No, she's not.
I made a soap just for the DG, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
The DG? Is that what the kids are saying?
My new on
the
block? Thing right now.
The in lingo.
That's my favorite thing that's happened all week right now. That I know that the dreaming goddess is now called the DG.
The DG.
I can't wait to tell Tanner about it because he's just going to be like, she really said that in serious? Like, yes, she did, sir. And that is now the name of the place. That's what it's called now.
Forever and ever. What have I done?
What do we got here?
Oh, that one's my favorite.
The Nomadic Druid.
Yes. Mm. Oh. And that one I named
I'm
that
a fan of
because, well, they're good people. They're good tree lovers.
Cedarwood. My pomade has cedarwood in it.
It's so amazing. Actually, that's what they surmised was the actual tree of life, that it was a cedar.
That one I might be a little allergic to.
But oh, really? Because of the cedar?
I want to smell it. But
we actually went camping one time, and there were cedar trees.
We spent 2.5 days in the woods together.
Yeah.
With only one day's worth of alcohol.
We made it out.
It was a terrible mistake. We should have brought more alcohol than water.
We drank all the booze the first night, and then we just didn't know what to do. And there is a picture of him with a tomahawk and his face painted with charcoal. It was crazy.
But cedar is poisonous if you burn it, apparently. I didn't know this. Mm. At the time, the cell reception up there was dog shit. I don't even think we had smartphones at the time.
Minimal. I mean, I did because I was with the times.
Oh, all right. All right. I know where it's going.
2009. Jesus Christ, dude.
So we started burning cedar, and I got I breathed in a big whiff of it. My lungs and throat were fucked up for the remainder of the camping trip. But it smells amazing.
It does smell amazing. And
I really wish ingesting it. I really wish I had a that's what she said button.
You have a that's what she said button.
Yeah, but no, I...
All right.
I know. It's right here.
So, this smells great.
Yeah. This... And the essential oil is actually, it's amazing for your skin. It's really both skin and muscle rejuvenating. Yeah. And so it's really healing. And so I have that in that salve, and then also the Johnson Brothers Balm.
Johnson Brothers?
Yeah.
As in Johnson & Johnson?
No. So Jeff Johnson for Jeff Johnson Studios
on
North Hamilton Street in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, shit.
By his furniture. So actually on Fridays I work
So this could segue into...
a future episode with Mr. Johnson
hawking
his furniture.
Okay, so I really love collaborations because it's free advertising and free shit. So if you guys would love to collaborate with us, we would love to collaborate with you. I have some ideas.
Okay.
I'm thinking a beer, but hops, great scent. We could do something like a hop oil infused something.
That could be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's the difference between a salve and a balm. So the salve, you can like kind of put a real light pressure, puts a fingerprint in it. The balm.
Yeah, you're going to need like a fingernail.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like cracked down the center. All right, so this is the Johnson Brothers balm for adventure-worn feet.
Yes.
So...
So that I actually made special initially for the Johnson Brothers. On Fridays, I work for a woodworker in Poughkeepsie, and he and his brothers were going on a 3-week river rafting adventure through the canyon, the Grand Canyon, and they needed something, or he wanted something for his feet because he knew that they were going to get torn to shreds, being in the wet water and everything else. So I made him this balm.
The wet water.
The very wet water. As opposed to the dry
water. It is
water.
Super wet from what I hear.
I just could
really,
not let
really
you slide
water.
On that. I wanted to, but I couldn't do it.
No, the wet water.
Bees,
and,
so the beeswax is why it's so...
It's just full of dead bees.
Dense. Yeah.
It's all and their children and the tears.
Coconut, shea butter, calendula, vitamin E, and rosehip. And cedarwood, lavender, and tea tree. This smells great, too. Did you smell this?
That one, I don't think so.
Oh, this... Yeah.
So that one would be amazing to put on your feet, like before you went to bed, especially. You could use it on your hands too, like if they're really worn and cracked. And he said for himself that when he woke up the next day, like cracks that had started had healed up, which was nice. And he still ended up having his feet ripped apart, but you know, because you're just
you're just pushing back the tide.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
For all of our male listeners, women like to douse their feet in lotions or salves or balms or whatever the hell before they go to bed. Every night I look, I'm goofing off on my phone. All I've done is brush my teeth, and that's pretty much it. All I have to do to go to bed and put on my fifth pair of underwear, and that's a callback. And I look over, and Brooke
and that's
is
all you've been put looking at on your phone.
Well, I mean, you know. Anyway, Brooke's like slathering on shit on her hands, her face, her feet. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, constantly making her feet. But the funny thing
like,
is,
I'd
like,
prefer to be disgusting.
You look at her and you're like, Jesus, you're putting so much into this. But then you look at my feet
and you're like, I don't appreciate it at all. Why are you doing this? Like, why?
No. You touch her foot, it's nice and soft. You touch my foot, and it's disgusting. You like recoil in horror. You know, the corns and the
just
dryness.
Like hammer toes and yellow nails.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. It's not. I have decent feet.
Just what I
but I have man feet. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you do the oil? Do you oil up your feet before bed?
No, I do not. I do not oil my feet.
You got to start now. Got to use your product.
We have the bomb.
I do.
You got bombs just lying around the house, ready to be planted.
So many.
I do use the salves. I use the salves, the mustache wax, all the soaps.
Oh my god!
All the soaps.
We have like five different soaps going at a time.
Yeah, we actually ran out of this one. One of our favorite is the what is it called?
Kahanu.
The Kahanu
that we always want to call the Kahuna.
Yes, Kahanu is made out of volcanic sea salt from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
So it is amazing. So it is the reaction between the naturally occurring charcoal from the volcano with the salt from the ocean, and it makes a black salt with the coconut, right? With
it's
coconut.
Like the blackened coconut shells, and
right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you make that into soap, and it's amazing. It's amazing. We sold out. Yeah,
so
we
fast.
Made it. It was just like
it was
gone.
Our most expensive bar, and it sold out really quick.
Really,
yeah.
What's your price point on most of this stuff?
So like that bar was $10. Most of
but
these,
that, like
which
that's
isn't
not
bad.
Crazy.
No,
well yeah. That bar that you're talking about,
right?
That's like double what your normal bars are, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Because we have a lot of our bars are like around like
$5.95, $6.
Yeah. The Woodstock I think is $8.95. Mm-hmm. Same with the Black Bar.
Okay,
they're the more expensive ones.
I know that
I mean like a
hand
like
salve,
a fucking
like
tub of shitty Axe. Bullshit body wash is $12.99.
Right.
It's like there's stuff Suave and whatnot out there is cheap, but that's what it is. It's fucking cheap,
right, it's
and
cheap.
It sucks, man.
But I mean,
it's
even
not
if it's
good
even if
for
it's
you,
$2.99. Like it's that's not that crazy,
right?
Chum.
So it's like you could put out a few more dollars and get
and you can feel it,
bar.
And you know, like seriously, you're gonna use this. After a couple of days, try to go back to the commercial soap. You can't. You just can't.
Yeah.
It's like your skin feels disgusting if you use it. You know, so.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You still have more.
We still have more. Okay,
Jesus.
So, all right, I'm almost done. I swear I'm almost done.
We're all going to have to take a shower together after this.
I know. It's going to
so
be great.
Speaking of the salt, this is the salty batch.
This is a different one. Yeah. This is a Himalayan
now,
salt.
Now... You called it the salty batch.
Yes.
Just everyone take a beat and prepare. Just take a beat and prepare for what's coming. No pun
Why
intended.
Didn't you decide on the salty load?
I wasn't expecting that.
it's got Himalayan salt. It's a bath bar. Mm-hmm. So what is bath bar?
That's soap.
It's just soap.
Okay, it's soap. It's catching me off guard. Coconut oil, lemon, lavender. Ooh, I want to open this. Lemon, lavender, rosemary, and frankincense. This is right up my alley. The more medicinal it smells, the more I prefer. Because even my cocktails are... Oh, God damn it. God. I'm trying to keep the packaging nice.
I feel like we're going to cut all these bars in half with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
And then just...
Divvy it up.
Yeah. When you use that on your face.
I really want to do the Ryan Bosch in the shower with a GoPro.
Please do.
Absolutely do
Please
it.
Please do.
Yeah. From the waist down. We're going to do it. I need to get the...
On the feet. On the feet.
Yeah. It's not even on your face. It's just on your feet.
It's just a black bar. Dangling. A very small black bar. This smells amazing. And it looks
like brie.
Hence why people eat it.
Well, this one is super salty, so you can.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's.
I don't know. Maybe that'll taste good.
It smells like the ocean and blueberries.
Ooh,
blueberries. Mm. There's no.
No, I know there's no blueberries in it.
Smells like
it's that fresh.
Sea salt, minerals. You get a mineral smell from it.
Smells like the beach.
This is great. This is my favorite one so far of the soaps. To be perfectly honest.
That's a good one. We love that one.
And we also have some fun bars. Like, we started making.
How many other things do you have?
So many
things.
This is
the last soap. Actually, fucking ton. That's a lie. This is a...
We have this maple...
We didn't even get into all the
sweet
little stuff.
Maple...
the maple cream.
Maple cream
whatever,
soap.
Which we still need a good name for, but...
Yeah, we need a name for the maple,
see,
maple
I can't
cream
do,
soap.
I can't do stuff I want to eat. Do I?
There you go.
Some salt.
You got some soap on your nose.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do like, you know, brown sugar and like maple or whatever the hell you guys.
That one's really sweet. Yeah.
To me, that just is going to make me hungry.
But
and
it might work for kids.
I'm going to eat a bunch of those gluten-free bars.
Fried chicken in the shower.
The fried chicken bar.
All right. Well, this one I don't have to open. I want to just look at this. What is this? This
that
is
one,
a...
Ooh, it has a fun story.
Bard? Okay. Bard?
Bard.
I was told that if I was to join a Dungeons & Dragons troupe, I would be a bard.
Okay. That would make sense.
What?
Okay. Since you...
I don't know. Ask Julia. I don't know. I was trying to decipher all this nonsense.
This hippie weirdo we work with.
Hippie? Did you say hippie?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Absolutely nerdy weirdo is what I'm saying. Clove bud, lemon, cinnamon, sweet orange, eucalyptus, and rosemary.
It's pronounced simonin.
Simonin.
Simonim.
Oh, didn't we? We fucked up somebody really bad. Somebody said it's pronounced simonin, so we all started saying simonin, and then somebody at work I'm talking about had to actually say cinnamon to a customer and said simonin.
Yeah.
Totally fucked him up.
That's been going on with me and Julia for months since before you were hired.
Oh, okay.
She's like, simonin? I love that you say simonin. And sometimes I say refixes, and that really cracks her up too.
So, it's Castile soap. Why so small?
Because of the concentration and the blend of essential oils in it, like that little bar is $4.95.
Okay.
So we just wanted to make a size that was a little bit more cost effective for
people. Oh, okay. I hear you.
Although we have gotten feedback that people would want it a bigger bar. Even it's...
This smells great. There you go.
Yeah, and there's a neat little story with that, you know, the blend of oils.
Right? That's what
it's
I'm burning.
Powerhouse.
That's pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to shower for like 2.5 hours. Just, you know. Hit the thing. Do it. Somebody hit the thing.
Oh. Got a lot of them today.
Great.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the blend of oils is actually, you said you have somebody that you know that does like Young Living oils and stuff.
Yeah. It's this horrible person that we know named Becky.
Okay.
She's a terrible person. But she does Young Living, and she just, yeah, she's horrible. But, yeah, we do know her. Her name is Becky.
Well, they ended up copywriting the name Thieves Oil, which is this, like, amazingly old, like,
Thieves
centuries oil blend.
You should try guided meditation. My fucking thing's falling off now.
What happened?
The goddamn head. Fucking thing. Just talk about
but shit. Anyway,
Ryan.
So,
the Thieves Oil thing.
Thieves
Ryan
oil.
Has
so,
not gotten drunk on the podcast in a while.
All right.
You're a little drunk.
I'm not. The Thieves' Oil, I'm with you. I'm just trying to fix my fucking microphone. But the Thieves' Oil thing is actually an interesting an interesting story.
It's it's fascinating because it came around, the recipe came up around the time of the Black Plague, where, so the story goes that there was this group of thieves that were robbing all the homes of the people that were dying from the plague. And at first, the cops didn't do anything because they figured, okay, these guys are going to die. Like, they're around all these dead people. We don't have to worry about it. But they lived and they kept, you know, pillaging homes and taking stuff. And when they would get caught, the cops would kind of question them and ask them how they were able to last so long. And they said it was because of this blend of oils. So they'd trade their freedom for the oil recipe. And what they would do was that they would like slather handkerchiefs in like this blend of oils and put it on themselves. And the blend of oils is supposed to be really amazing at being antibacterial, especially against like airborne like germs and things. So it's a powerhouse blend of oils. So that's what's in that little bar there. So a lot of it is clove, cinnamon, lemon, rosemary, a whole mess of other stuff that's just amazingly helpful.
It's interesting.
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to fix my microphone.
Trying to not be distracted.
Let's take everyone out of the show and let's figure out what's
God
happening.
God damn it. I was trying to do it like discreetly. And it's
all I can hear is Okay. We'll go back to the conversation.
No, but the thieves' oil thing is actually it's weird because what I do is for like spot treatment on like acne and shit like that, I'll use that and it really goddamn works to be perfectly honest.
I don't disagree with that. Okay, so so plague masks. That's what this all comes down to. They were wearing a mask. That's what it came. That's what really it was a barrier. So I think that that was probably the majority of why they didn't get sick.
Having something not breathing in them.
Just any kind of barrier. And that's just me being a skeptic. And I understand that maybe you might not think that. But that's my perspective.
No, I think I think the story is a wonderful story.
Especially plague masks.
Yeah.
Like the artistry that's come from that.
Oh, yeah. Like the medicine man.
It's
like
super, super cool.
Yeah,
and I think that a lot of it was just a happy accident that turned into a culture. And as far as thieves' oil goes, I feel like that's one that I'm allergic to. I've had a tough time.
It's cinnamon, it's clove.
It's a lot of things that like a lot of people have issues with those because they would be irritants to the skin. So
if you put it on directly, it burns.
Yeah,
so I take rosehip oil, rub all over my face, and then I just spot treat with... thieves' oil. Thieves' oil.
And again, it's not me trying to discount what it does. I love the history of it and what it, like where it came from, and knowing like the science of it is probably like the root of how it became what it is. And like for me, like if I wasn't allergic to a lot of these things, I might be a little bit more open to using them. But
coming in on the the chat here. Somebody named Ink said soap merchants get lost and wander into a podcast, and then says, "Father, I will consume the whole fridge if you do not acknowledge me."
Oh God! Hi, Elon.
He goes, "My father is not a global terrorist."
I don't remember calling you a global terrorist, but all right.
Oh, these kids.
So the reason that we didn't acknowledge him until he got funny is because we thought he was just trolling.
Yeah, but you never know with him. You never know with him. It's like, I don't know. So, are you being serious or are you being like 15-year-old ironic kind of like,
Jesus.
No, yeah. Like his name is Ink __.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. And he said, change the tags of the video to gaming so that the YouTube algorithm will favor this video.
Smart kid. Well, he's fucking right.
It's completely true, but he sounds like a bot when he says that because people try and get you to like pay for services and stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, but that's
yeah.
I'm glad that a person is listening.
That's what I care
real
about.
Human.
The real human.
He does all the, you know, he sets up all the fire sticks and all the. He's that kind of kid. Yes.
Hanging on to, yeah.
Yeah.
He's your technology.
Like, yeah. 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 When the girls are like, I can't.
IT guy.
Like, God help, I can't get
you
this.
You have kids like, yeah. So you can understand right. Technology later in life.
Yeah.
I see you have a couple handwritten things over there. Are those new or not?
The muscle rubs and the mustache wax, because we still don't have, we actually still have to make the labels for all those guys. And they are.
Have you been selling these or?
Not yet.
Not
they're
yet.
Like made them last
week. So you're
week.
Saying that these are a Dead Radio
you're a
exclusive?
I fucking hate you so much. He just tries to find a Dead Radio exclusive all the fucking time.
Well, they are. They've well, never they are. Been, you know, this is the first time.
You going to rub them on your mustache? Is that going to be a Dead Radio exclusive?
This is a muscle rub, sir.
Yeah. Do you want me to put the mustache stuff on my mustache that I have because I'm a man?
I mean, it would be an exclusive, and I'm not going to...
I wouldn't be mean if you weren't being a douche.
Muscle rub. Now, I don't know. How lewd
he's
do you
like,
want
now
me to
I'm,
get?
He's like, now I'm getting demoralized.
Okay. Anyway.
There's you one can that's use only, it however
what's
you want.
Right oh, there? This one? This one is another lip balm. And this one's a cocoa butter base.
And beeswax.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
It smells amazing.
Man, stuff that smells like candy.
Mm-hmm. I realize it smells like orange Tootsie Roll Pops.
It does!
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And it feels amazing.
I hated those.
Oh, really?
The orange ones.
Oh, I like the flavor. Those I don't like the chocolate ones.
I like the idea of it, but I just didn't like them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sound you have try? To make. I don't after that sound. I don't want to go anywhere near that.
Holy shit. Well, we've gone through all of your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure.
This is great. This is awesome.
We didn't talk about any of our side things.
Yeah.
I would say I'm sorry, but I'm actually sorry we didn't get to the sharks, because that's just... We can
talk about the sharks.
I mean, we can.
Pull up the fucking thing about the sharks.
Yeah, it's only 8:25.
Yeah, let's make a night of it. You guys got anywhere to go?
Just home.
Mm-hmm. And home is where the kids are?
No.
Not tonight.
Not tonight?
No,
nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So save some of that muscle rope.
Oh, my God. They are
so what? Oh, no. Because my neck is sore.
Yeah, my neck. It's all messed up. Is that the same lip?
This is, yeah.
Is this
yep,
one?
Same oh my as that God. One. So that way, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to divvy all this up with... knives and cutting boards later.
Oh, and this one has glitter in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We didn't talk about
this
one.
Yeah.
The mermaid.
Ryan, we're not allowed to talk about it unless you rub that all over your face.
Mermaid Lagoon. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Castile Glimmer Soap.
Yes.
Yeah. Geranium.
So
what's geranium patchouli?
Stop talking. Open it up and rub it all over your face.
Actually, doesn't have as much glitter.
It doesn't have, yeah.
It doesn't have enough glitter.
You can see it on the soap, but
the
it doesn't have enough.
Have like twice
yeah,
twice as much
yeah.
glitter.
I want stripper glitter all over Ryan's face. That's what I want.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who
every now and then
really
I'll be getting ready for work,
soap.
And I'm like, oh, you used the mermaid soap yeah. this morning.
Yeah. See, this is a good way to avoid getting caught going to the strip
yeah.
bars.
Yes,
because
honey,
right?
I just
like,
I used
what's
your,
all the glitter?
Wow.
It's like purpley and glittery.
It's purple yeah. and green and like a light blue. Jesus. And there's fucking glitter in there.
The top layer is deceiving for the amount of glitter that's in the rest of it. But,
I just want
you
to rub it hard on your forehead really quick. It's disappointing.
Oh, it smells good.
But...
It smells. Oh, this is like a clean
yeah,
smell.
There's
one. Very
glitter.
Clean.
I
want
to make like a really nice beach.
Yeah,
kinda.
I see it. Yeah, there's glitter.
I guess this is mine now, right? Yeah. I'm on a nipple. We'll do that for later.
Oh no!
It's fine. There's a small dent and some cat hair on it now.
Can you write that down? I'm too drunk.
So what about the shark? Talk to me. Oh, God.
All right. So apparently someone in LaGrangeville has been keeping 10 sharks in their basement.
This was in Time magazine, too, yeah?
Yeah, and there's no information. There's no information
really?
Since then.
I've heard when they found them, that like half of them were dead. And like
three were dead. Okay. Seven were fine.
Okay.
And they seem to be doing really well.
They're where like are they now?
3 to 4 feet. They've been traveling to zoos, I'd imagine.
Was it Mike Tyson that owned the house?
No. So
it's esteemed
seven live sharks and three dead sharks have been seized from a pool in the basement of a home in New York's Hudson Valley. The State Department of Environmental
Conservation. Well done.
Said that Wednesday off. Oh my God. Said Wednesday, officers searching a home in Dutchess County hamlet of LaGrangeville last month found a 15-foot diameter above ground basement pool with seven live sandbar sharks, two dead leopard sharks, and one dead hammerhead shark.
Fucking hammerhead shark? The coolest one died. That's just sad.
Yeah, I mean.
Where did they even get them from initially?
You can buy sharks.
That's a big basement.
I mean, yeah, at least 15 foot.
Wow.
For yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, they don't have much on it, but why?
But how has no one been charged yet? That's what I'm wondering.
They know whose house it is, I'm assuming.
But there's no information.
But what
I was
the
expecting
charges?
That I was expecting to have like a whole bunch of information by now. I found out of this like 3 days ago.
What would the charges be though? Is it just like in? They're not in.
I'd be endangering the welfare of an animal, maybe.
Yeah,
probably like only having having a certain animal. I'm sure some of those are endangered.
There's
right?
Got to be like code violations.
I imagine
having a
code violations
in your basement.
I guarantee you're not allowed to have a shark.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
No, you're not. But you. But
I think you probably can have a shark.
But that's the thing is the wording. You know, the law is so.
Yeah.
Well, it's the size, the breed, all that stuff. I'm sure is taken into account. But yeah, sharks are 2 feet to 4 feet long. Hammerheads can get big, but I think fish, they're not fish, are they?
No, I think
they're not fish.
They're not.
No, they're not. They breathe out.
They're so racist.
No, they're not. Are they fish?
Sharks are fish.
I thought they were fish.
I thought they're fish.
They're not fish.
Sharks are not fish.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks is totally separate phylum of aquatic life.
Huh.
Yeah.
But like,
sharks are a group of elasmobranchs fish characterized by a cartilaginous skeleton. There we go. Yeah, because they have gills.
I can't.
They have gills, so they're a fish. So
no, but this says that they're not a fish.
Yeah, it's a group of Embrasurvaces fish. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But
it's kind of like the Pope is a priest, but a priest is not the Pope.
Oh, all right.
So, like, sharks are fish, but not all fish are sharks.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Now I'm clear. So, yeah, why the fuck? But why would you get a shark? Why would you even get fucking
fish? That's what I don't know. But the thing is,
who has fish?
The thing is, if I had the means,
it's
if I had the means, I would have an alligator.
Yep.
I would absolutely have an alligator.
Oh, like,
if I was a billionaire, I'd have an alligator. I'd feed them chickens.
A giraffe.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Just because you could. Just because you can.
You'd have to have the right enclosure. Like, space for it. Like,
yeah,
that's
not in the
right
basement.
Right, not
in
the
Grangeville.
Yeah,
no,
in the basement,
you have so much glitter on your face.
It's a lot.
I'm going to stop recording.
Why would you have, like, none of that appeals to me. Having, like, exotic animals just doesn't make sense to me. I knew a guy who had an iguana, and I was like, why? He's like, because they're cool. And I'm like, but, I mean, a fucking skateboard is cool. But it's not living and breathing and eating.
Yeah, I guess it's just like getting yourself out of your daily life. Because Amy's uncle down in Florida, he's like, yeah, iguanas are a problem. They fall out of trees and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, real quick, speaking of Florida, Hurricane Irma and all that stuff. You were down there. That's why we weren't on last week. It's because Adam was on vacation real quick. You had a airport bathroom experience.
Oh, yeah.
And that so, I'm curious
so
about.
So this is not.
I have a feeling it's not going to be as fun as I think it's going
to
be.
It had nothing to do with me.
Okay.
But I watched it happen.
Okay.
So
we like toilet humor. On
so
the
okay,
show.
So
it wouldn't be a dead radio podcast
this is
without
5 days
toilet
before
humor.
Hurricane Irma would ever come close to Florida. Mm-hmm. It was not a hurricane yet. It was a tropical storm. It was out in the Atlantic, and I'm at the airport at Stewart, and I was like, all right, I should pee at the airport before I pee on the plane. So I go to the bathroom, I pee. And then I wash my hands like a gentleman. And as I'm washing my hands, a very drunk 20 to 25-year-old man pulls his pants completely down. I'm not exaggeration. Not exaggeration.
Like, I'm still with
like
you.
Fucking
besides
Butters from South
that.
Park pulls his pants completely fucking down in absolute seriousness, not fucking with people. He was so drunk, he pulled his pants completely down, and I saw his hairy ass as he pissed in a urinal.
Do you guys know what he means by Butters from South Park?
Yes.
Okay, so, like, do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Butters in South Park pulls his pants all the way down to his ankles, lifts his shirt up, and holds his shirt... while he pees into the urinal. Yeah. That's what this guy was doing?
So he held his shirt up with his left hand.
Oh, and he...
And then held his...
So he had control.
With his right hand.
Okay.
And pissed in the urinal. There was no conversation with anyone in the room. He was just so drunk.
Question.
That was what he reverted to.
Was his underwear up, but his pants
no,
down?
No, no. His pants... Like,
underwear down, too!
All the way down to his ankles.
Holy fuck.
And this was at the airport?
This was at Stewart Airport 12 days ago.
Oh, so he's a Hudson Valley person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now
he was,
now
he
it
was
makes
an
sense.
Irish guy, and he was super drunk.
Well, it wasn't Andy, was it? Oh, no, he's no, Scottish. Never mind.
That's a Scottish guy.
I think Andy would be. I think Andy's the. I think Andy would be the all the way down pants guy.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it happening.
Anyway.
But we wouldn't blame him for it because he's so charming.
Did you stay and watch?
No, I mean, I watched it for as long as it happened. But I like seriously washed my hands and he was done. He pulled up his pants and he left.
So he
and
just
did not wash his hands.
So he like just his ass out, bent dropped, over.
Yeah, no, he wasn't bent over. He just dropped trow.
No. What I'm saying is like I'm talking about finishing. Like I get the scene. I understand the scene. But when you're done, you gotta like bend over and pick up your pants.
Oh yeah, he bent over and picked up his pants. Yeah.
It's a strange cat. He's a strange bird.
I feel like he was really drunk and reverted to a 6-year-old. That's what I feel happened.
See what alcohol does to kids?
He was really drunk. And this is the first time I've ever been on a plane and not been drunk. So I kind of identify with him. I get it. I mean.
Maybe he was just scared of the flight.
I don't know.
And he had to get drunk before the flight? Because I'm assuming that he's going to take a flight, because you wouldn't get
that
drunk.
Yeah, you're
to
not going
to
you're not gonna, like, hang
home,
out at Stewart
right.
Airport
right.
beyond the security barrier. Like, that guy
right,
went
so
through
he was gonna,
security and was waiting for a flight. So, yeah, he was pretty fucked up. He was definitely pretty fucked up.
Holy shit. All right, well, we're nearing on 2 hours, and Sisa is... freaking out about how long she's just freaking out in general. You need to give her a call, calm her down.
So we have a couple of plugs and we have a big reveal. We're not gonna be on the air for 3 more weeks.
Oh yeah. Should I start the outro or no?
You can. I don't care.
This is the latest disclosure.
That's not it
from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington.
That's it, though. I'm
there
still getting
go.
Used to the soundboard.
All right. So this is our last live show for several weeks. Ryan Bosch is going to go to Europe and have sex with a transsexual woman.
In Amsterdam.
That's, I'm just assuming.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the to-do list. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but we'll see.
Congratulations.
So Ryan is going to Europe, and actually I have a couple of things you don't even know.
What? Oh, that you're going to post? Yeah. Oh, fantastic. No,
so we are officially announcing our first collaboration with North River Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
We are making a Dead Radio beer.
Nice.
It's going to be called Back from the Dead Radio Stout.
Nice.
So it's one of their original recipes they have not done in a long time. They're bringing it back, and they're going to use my hops that I grew in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I got bit by 10,000 mosquitoes yesterday after dark, picking my hops so that we could wet hop that beer.
Yeah, put some Nomadic Druid on it.
That will help.
Oh, yeah.
It helps it the will? Itch. It does. Oh, God, yeah. It does. Helps bug bite itch quite a bit.
What in there does?
Probably,
Thieves oil.
Probably the frankincense and the
all
cedar
the spells,
wood.
All the spells. All the spells.
And the spells. Yeah, well, that's spells. A given.
Midnight.
But.
Well, we'll divvy it up. Yeah, so we got
like
a beer.
Baby foreskins that they ground up and put in there. Yeah.
Well, they have to go somewhere. You can throw those out. Those are good foreskins.
Yeah, perfectly good foreskins just getting thrown in the trash.
So, big thanks to Brandon and Nikki, who are
Polygon Crazy.
Yeah, Polygon Crazy. It's her. What's that?
Roller Derby.
Roller Derby name. But they own. I'm blanking on everything. I've drank too.
North
much.
River Brewing
North
Company.
North River Hops and Brewing.
Jesus fucking Christ! This poor bastard.
All right. Well, you've got it.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you
for having
all
us.
This stuff. Smells and looks amazing. I can't wait to, you know, officially try it all.
Shower together and give you our reviews.
Perfect.
Yep.
Please let us know if you do the shower scenes.
We're definitely going to do the
absolutely.
GoPro shower video.
Absolutely. I didn't know he had a waterproof thing or I would have suggested it. But now that I know, it's happening. It's going to go all down. Right. But it's the Nomadic.
I mean, if you really wanted to do like a head to toe thing, I could blur it, but you're gonna subject me to seeing your penis.
I don't know. It's up to you, brother.
I'll do it for the show.
All right. I gotta get that shower nice and hot though. I don't want any cold showers. Can you make the bar just a little bit longer?
No, I'm not gonna do it. No, I'm gonna do pixelated.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. It's Corey and Les with the Nomadic Boutique. It's soaps, salves, or and bombs or balms, handmade using natural products and therapeutic grade essential oils. At Nomadic Boutique on Facebook, at the Nomadic Boutique on Instagram, or Etsy.com/shop/the Nomadic Boutique to buy all your stuff. And keep an eye out for the NomadicBoutique.com. Hopefully coming October 1st or definitely coming October 1st.
I want to say definite just to give myself a really... It's
you
most
guys,
of the way
you
there.
You guys have the domain name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just go there, and if there's nothing there, go there the next day.
And,
perfect.
And then so on and so forth from there. Right. But right now, you can find them on Etsy, the Nomadic Boutique. It was great having you guys, man. It was
Thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
A ton
of fun. A lot of fun.
I'm drunk. You drunk?
I am so drunk.
It's been a good show.
Cheers.
All right, until, October 2nd? Something like that?
Yeah, so back to the fucking North River thing. We're going to have a release party at Crafted Cup. It's going to be the week you come back. We're going to figure it out. Even though you can't drink the beer, we want to include you.
This is news to me.
I know, that's what I said.
Oh, okay, good.
So it was news to me, too. They were like, hey, are your hops ready? I was like, I feel like they are. And they were like, okay, we have to brew like in the next 2 days. So they're wet hopping their beer.
Nothing like the last minute,
yeah.
Huh?
They're wet hopping their beer with my homegrown hops. That's also something I was thinking of for a collaboration.
You can make a soap out of the beer, too. So.
Well, like a hop-infused soap.
Mm-hmm.
Be so good. But anyway, besides the point. So, big thanks to Nikki and Brandon from North River Hops and Brewing for including us. We're going to have a Dead Radio beer. They're going to have it on tap at their location down in Wappingers. And then we're going to do a release party at Crafted Cup probably second or third week in October. After
right on.
Back. So, details to follow.
Lots of shit going down.
I actually contributed to something.
It's great. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. I think we're done. I have to pee real bad.
All right. Also, open mic at the Crafted Cup Thursday nights. Yeah. Sign up starts at 6:30. Tell your friends.
Frank, if you don't show up, I'm going to be really mad that you came when I wasn't
Frank was
there.
So good and you missed
what a
it.
Fucking piece
he was
of
so
shit.
Good.
He only came because Matthew was there.
And also, Nassim Siddiq. NASIMSIDDIQ, I believe is the way it's spelled. Yep. Check him out. Yep. Very good. Check him out on Instagram.
Well, and we'll have him on the show in like December.
And also the Nomadic Boutique to, you know, freshen up your skincare.
Soapy and salvy needs.
Oh, we got to figure out a title. Holy shit. Oh, we shit. Almost left yeah. without a title. Adam has been compiling a list of this is what all this is. This is the titles for the show. You guys get to help help us vote on what
so
we're going to do
I
here.
I think you have one or two. Yeah.
I have one. I'm just going to do one. I forgot to write down the other one. I don't remember what it is. But the one I have is My Wife, the Muscle Rubber. That's a solid one.
So I have a liposuction clinic on College Avenue. Gluten shampoo. Why would you bite someone else's cheese? Oh, it's got bits of things in it. And Caligula salve. So you guys get a vote. Right now, they're all good. Why would you bite someone else's cheese? I love, but it's too long. Caligula salve.
I like that one.
That's pretty goddamn
we might
good.
We have to make one that's named that, just because.
Right? Yeah.
And, ooh, it's got bits of things in it.
Or My Wife, the Muscle Rubber. That's a bit much, I think.
It's going to be Caligula salve.
I feel good about that one. Can we circle that one?
All right.
Thank you.
It's a done deal.
And I guess hashtag gluten-free shampoo. For shits and gigs. All right, we've done it.
We did it.
All right, until October 2nd, kids. Adam's got stuff coming out, I'm sure.
I'm going to try and do some videos, but there's only, what do we got? One like episode after this?
No, that's it.
No, we got the interview from Hope Rocks.
Oh, yeah, I got to set you up with that. So, all right. That's,
so we've got one more downloadable thing, but you guys won't see us for a few weeks, and I'm sure you're all fine with that.
Shout out to our new listener, Jess, who's starting from episode number 27, which I say is a bad fucking idea.
Yeah, no, go to like 90.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said 89 or 90, and then catch up and then work your way.
Yeah,
in.
Once
then
you're
go
a
back
fan,
around.
Then listen to the old stuff.
Yeah,
because
that stuff
good.
Is doo doo. So, all right. Till next time, kids. Thank you very much. We'll see you. Nomadic Boutique.
Goodbye and good luck.
And Godspeed.
No, I'm gonna start doing, so you know how you have the off and running thing? Uh-huh. I'm gonna start doing a sign off like Tom Brokaw.
I'll do a sign on, you do a sign off.
Yeah, it's gonna be horrible.
I love it.
Everyone's gonna hate it, it's gonna be stupid.
Okay.
So tonight's is goodbye and good luck.